USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S., U.K., and Canada are accusing Russia of trying to steal information from researchers developing a COVID-19 vaccine. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says there could be problems.
If it screws up vaccine development, I mean, this could affect millions and millions of people. And yet no one has confidence that the White House will take this seriously and push back on Russia.
Kaine, speaking there on MSNBC, he also did not provide any specifics as to the administration not taking it seriously. The number of people filing new jobless claims was 1.3 million last week. That's according to the Labor Department, which marks the 17th straight week that the claims have exceeded 1 million. Nearly 32 million American workers are now receiving jobless benefits, largely due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
A group of U.S. diplomats are returning to China. From the Washington News Center, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
More than 100 U.S. diplomats and their families flew to China Wednesday just as tensions are ramping up between Beijing and Washington again. The flight was the first part of the administration's plan to restaff the diplomatic mission in China. The U.S. working to eventually return over 1,200 diplomats and their families after the mission was evacuated in February because of the coronavirus pandemic. A State Department email on Wednesday said more flights are being arranged.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is calling it a tough day after some major accounts were hacked in a cyber attack. On Wednesday, the accounts of Joe Biden, Jeff Bezos, among other major accounts, were taken over temporarily by hackers seeking cryptocurrency. Dorsey saying they're diagnosing the attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Positive coronavirus cases are spiking throughout the country, including football-obsessed states like Florida, Georgia, and Texas. The Ivy and Patriot Leagues canceled fall football, while the Big Ten and Pac-12 shifted to a conference-only scheduling model in hopes of preserving as much of the 2020 season as possible. Regarding a college football season taking place, Urban Meyer, the former coach of Florida and Ohio State, he tells Fox News he's fairly confident.
2 weeks ago, yes. Last week, medium. I'm back to yes. We're going to play. We're going to play. I just got so much confidence the way these universities are handling this right now. I love the fact that we went conference only because they can have control over the protocol and start, stop dates, et cetera. I'm optimistic right now.
A Virginia judge is dealing a blow to Virginia Democrats' gun-controlling agenda, blocking part of their new controversial background check law that would have made it nearly impossible for adults under 21 to purchase a handgun. The judge saying a new state law that mandates federal background checks on all private handgun sales was unconstitutional because federal law only allows those 21 and older to purchase handguns from federally licensed dealers. The Virginia law would have made it illegal for adults under 21 to purchase handguns in the state. The attorney general there is appealing the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.